Lord, please do not grow weary with our failures, but sustain us in your mercy. Amen. The prayer of a righteous man has great power to prevail, and I thank you, dear heart dwellers, for your prayers. They really make a difference. So forgive me for going on and on about opposition and trials, but I must believe that I'm not alone in this, and many of you are having terrific struggles with your flesh and the environment we live in. So it's time once again for confessions of my failures. I can't believe that no matter how hard I try with the foreknowledge that there are snares set for my feet when I wake up, no matter how hard I try, I'm caught and thrown off by these snares and left dangling upside down on a tree limb when I should be praying or sitting at my keyboard. Well, I pray that I will settle on a schedule that really works because that's part of the issue. So I was feeling extremely downcast and defeated in prayer. And I knew that I had offended the Lord, so I wasn't expecting to see him. But much to my surprise, I began to see willow branches gently passing through my hair. And I realized I was in a canoe with the Lord, and we were approaching Lily Pad Island. This is a place in heaven Jesus takes me when I need an interior overhaul of grace and courage. Here I meet those who have run the race and finished their course and have taken a special interest in my life. Paul talked about them in Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off every encumbrance and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with endurance the race set out for us. A pier is jutting out into the water, and there is a small group of saints from the cloud of witnesses waiting for us. Simba, my white tiger, padded out onto the pier and wrapped his giant arms around me as I was leaving the canoe. Once in a great while, Jesus brings me to this island to be strengthened by certain members of the cloud of witnesses who have a special significance in my life. I just fell to my knees and cried, I'm a failure. I have failed the Lord again. They helped me to my feet and embraced me. I realized that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were there, and they have taken a special interest in my struggles. Interestingly enough, I was just given a 2,000-year-old relic from their life on earth, sealed in a glass vial with wax by the Vatican. I said to them, thank you, precious ones, for caring. Lazarus was the first to speak. All of us in heaven care. We are all here to serve others and help them pass through the tests of life with more success than we did. We are servants of the servants of God on earth. Just after he said that, I saw myself lying back in a chair, rather exhausted from crying and confessing my failures. The Lord had been trying to get me to go deeper in my repenting, and finally, today, I got in touch with and saw how I had failed many tests, especially keeping my focus out of the world and onto all of you, my dear heart dwellers. But in this moment there was peace and forgiveness, and compassionately the Lord laid a delicate gold crown with emeralds on my head. Now, what that normally means is there's a test coming, and he gives me the crown ahead of time to let me know I'm going to pass it. So that was very comforting. Jesus began, you've been battling a giant, and it's going to fall. You have stated your case often enough that it has become a trespasser. From what he said, I can only guess that he was referring to the 10-year giant demons Lana Bosser had just talked about in her latest prophecy. Those demons that have been opposing Christian ministries for a decade. They're very large demons. She said that in this year, Jesus was bringing the monsters down. I answered the Lord, but I feel so hopeless. After I said that, Mary, the mother of Jesus, stepped forward. It's not hopeless. It's not hopeless, she repeated. It can be turned around. There are graces that will be dispensed to help you. All of heaven is rooting for you. You are not alone. Even this good man has sensed your plight and wants to help. All your heart dwellers want to help. They love you, Claire. What she was talking about there is a gentleman who may be helping me with some piano from my songs. But I answered her, I said, I'm such a mess up. She answered me back, all the better for my son to get all the glory. We will help you and you'll see a difference. Continue to watch yourself and how far you go beyond the necessities. Yeah, that's where I really get off on tangents and blow it. Watch very carefully and you will not get snagged. The enemy's going to continue to try and overload you and pull you off course. Don't allow it. Stay on target. There is time. Hopelessness is useless. What is needed is prayer and faithful obedience. After she had said that, I thought, there's so much to learn about the cloud of witnesses and what their job really is. I can only imagine that when they see us struggling to hold on, they cry out to God on our behalf, and His grace comes to the rescue. And I see Mary with a very motherly heart as someone who cares deeply for us because her son cares deeply. Surely the thoughts of the cloud's witnesses permeate our air, sometimes admonishing and warning, other times encouraging. Though for the most part, we don't see them, we do sense divine assistance. Before my conversion, when I was a New Ager, there were familiar spirits that people would get in touch with that manipulated the lives of those on earth, and behind them was Satan. Then when I was converted and my eyes opened, there are the holy ones, the angels and saints, who are given permission to look in on our struggles. Satan has a counterfeit for every facet of Christian life and the kingdom of God. But I always return to the staple of discernment. By their fruits, you will know them. I asked Mary, you said that the enemy is going to continue to try and overload me. How do you know what the enemy is up to? She answered, the knowledge is imparted by the Holy Spirit, He who permeates all of heaven and earth. He carries this knowledge so that those members of the great cloud of witnesses who have a concern become immediately aware in order that we may stand behind you and be an encouragement. We too can see the movements of the enemy, but only God in His three persons has the foreknowledge of what will happen. And this knowledge is imparted to those concerned by the Holy Spirit. We stand with you, Claire. We stand behind you. You truly are not alone. Take heart in this, daughter. Stand up. Keep going. The victory is God's. Trust and obey, and it shall also be yours. I was prompted to look up the scripture. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off every encumbrance and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with endurance the race set out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, pioneer and perfecter of our faith. That's taken from Hebrews 12:1. So I came away from this sweet place so encouraged and strengthened. Heaven is real, dear ones, and so are His angels and saints. They love us and are cheering us on. I believe that because of their intense concern and love for us, they encourage graces to flow from the Father on suffering mankind. And I'm constantly reminded of what the scriptures say. Now we see but a dim reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. That's 1 Corinthians 13.